We're certainly happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio. At this special season of the year, we're reminded how God gave that most priceless gift, His Son, that we through Him might have life and have it more abundantly. Many, no doubt, are thinking of the gifts which they will be receiving now in a few days and of the gifts which they will be giving to others. Perhaps it would be well for us to ask ourselves this question: what am I giving to glorify God? And what am I doing to help carry His great commission? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Listen to this scripture from Acts 20:35. Here Paul was speaking to the elders of the church, especially those from Ephesus, and he was aware that he would see them no more. So naturally, he wanted to give them the best instruction he could to carry on the work of God. He spoke to them about feeding the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made them overseers. He also warned them about grievous wolves which would enter in among them and not spare the flock. And friends, he was not talking about the wolves which roam the forest and slaughter the sheep on hillsides, but he was speaking about spiritual wolves which come in sheep's clothing. They would appear as ministers of God, but inwardly they were filled with wickedness and covetousness. Their supreme desire was for their own selfish gratification and not for the benefit of individual members of God's church. Now, Paul warned the elders of Ephesus of these people, and I'm fully persuaded that this warning is still good for us today, because everyone has not the interest of God's people at heart. We should know that, and we should be warned of it before time. Paul also pointed out that he had not been covetous of their silver, of their gold, or of their apparel. In fact, he had labored with his own hands to supply the needs of himself and the needs of those who were with him. But one of the last things he told them was this verse, which I want to give you now. I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, friends, it's only natural that we like to receive, but this scripture says that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Listen to this prophecy in Isaiah 35 and beginning with verse 4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense, and he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, that is a good prophecy, and filled with many good things. But the question might arise in the minds of some folks, just when is that prophecy going to be fulfilled? Some are waiting for it to happen off out there in the future. They know not where nor how. But I say to you that the coming of the Messiah and the preaching of the gospel ushered in the kingdom of God, which brought about the fulfillment of these prophecies. We're living in the gospel day right now. We're enjoying the kingdom of God, and we're walking in the highway of holiness where the unclean can never pass. The lions and the ravenous beasts represent those who are filled with wickedness and evil, and they are excluded from this kingdom of peace, and it is only for the ransomed of the Lord who come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy. Would you like a scripture in the New Testament showing the fulfillment? Then listen to this from Titus 3 and beginning with verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Friends, have you been saved from your sin? Has the death of Christ been in vain for you? I'm happy to be enjoying the privileges of the gospel and the peace that comes through the promised Messiah. Now, there's more provisions than just this. Did you notice in that prophecy over in Isaiah that it mentioned about the eyes of the blind being opened and the ears of the deaf being unstopped and the lame man leaping as a hart and the tongue of the dumb sing? Do you not remember the miracles that Christ performed with the bringing of the gospel? Do you recall how the lame man was healed by the side of the pool? And how about the fellow who was born blind and had never seen? After Christ healed him, the Jews thrust him out and didn't want to accept his explanation of his healing. So the coming of the gospel brought with it also healing for the afflicted. Listen to this prophecy from Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. And here's a fulfillment in Matthew 8, verse 16 and 17. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And then I like this scripture so well in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Aren't you glad that Christ did establish His kingdom and that He is now reigning and will reign until all enemies will be put under Him? But along with these privileges come also obligations. It is our solemn duty and obligation to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. If we're faithful, we shall be rewarded. And if not, how shall we stand in that great day when we shall give an account of the deeds which are done in the body? What sort of persons should we then be in all holy conversation and godliness? Where is our zeal for God? Are we concerned about the perishing nations who have not yet come to the knowledge of the truth? Multitudes are yet in darkness, either because they have not heard or accepted the truth. Let us haste with the water of life to quench the thirsting of those who are perishing without God. How shall we appear in that great day when the conquests of the line of the tribe of Judah are ended, when the mediatorial kingdom is delivered up unto the Father and the Judge of quick and dead sits on the great white throne, and we hear Him say to those on His left hand, I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I say, how shall we appear if we have made no exertions to tell the lost nations of the earth the necessity for preparing to meet their God and showing them the means of doing it by affording them the blessings of the gospel of the grace of God? Let us beware lest the stone that struck the great image and dashed it to pieces fall on us and grind us to powder. Let us not forget the text, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, give us spiritual understanding to comprehend the depth of the meaning of this scripture, which Paul declares was given by Christ himself. May we learn to so give of ourselves that not only will others be blessed, but we too will receive a blessing. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. As we labor on for Christ, we should not forget that he promised when he went away after his first coming that he was going to come again. Let us live with this always in mind, that we may be ready, waiting, and watching for his return. I want to share with you a poem which brings this out so beautifully. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Behold, I come quickly, and blessed the man who waits my appearing and follows my plan. Though age's dark mantle the nation spread o'er, I'm standing and waiting just outside the door. Behold, I come quickly, with great a reward, the faithful to crown whom the world hath abhorred, to waken the dead and call them once more to appear at the judgment and give them their store. Behold, I come quickly. O Christian, sleep not, as others around you whose lives are a blot. O watch and be sober as those of the day, the hope of salvation before thee alway. For God has not destined our spirits to wrath, who earnestly seek for the straight narrow path, to gain our appointment, salvation, and life, who severed the bondage of darkness and strife. Thine eye shall behold him who hung on the tree, descending from heaven for me and for thee, while 10,000 angels escort from the sky in power and great glory. He bursts on thine eye. Fret not at the turmoil of earth's blinding sphere. Be patient, the coming of Christ draweth near. What matter will be all thy sorrow and pain, when all is subdued to his glorious reign? Behold, I come quickly. O blessed is he who watcheth and waiteth and yearneth for me, who loves my appearing and welcomes the sight, who walks in the rays of my glorious light. Leslie Busby.
By the grace of God I am saved today. I will walk by faith in the narrow way. I will trust his grace to preserve my soul. I will rest secure while the billows roll. By the grace of God I will live for him. I will trust his power to keep from sin. I will never doubt, but resist so far. I will grow in grace as I onward go. By the grace of God, I will never yield to the tempter's power, but with sword and shield, I'll defeat the foe with an ardor strong. In the name of Christ, sing the victor's song. By the grace of God, I will live for him. I will trust his power to keep from sin. I will never doubt, but resist so full. I will grow in grace as I onward go.
And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings abide with each of you throughout the holiday season and in the days which are just ahead. Until we meet again, a very cheerful goodbye.